KIN Canada is an all-Canadian service organization made up of volunteers who raise funds by hosting and sponsoring events and community service projects. Since its founding in 1920, Kinsmen and Canette clubs across Canada have contributed more than $1 billion to Canadian communities and international disaster relief programs. Some 4,000 members belong to 375 clubs across the country. The Fonthill Kinsmen honor one of their own each month. For April, it's Dave, Ripper, Ripley. Born in Winnipeg, Ripley moved to Montreal when he was three, and like most Quebecers, became a passionate fan of the Canadiens NHL team. Years later, his father informed the family that they were moving to Toronto. "The first thing I asked my dad was, 'Do I really have to cheer for the Leafs now?'" recalled Ripley with a chuckle. He studied business administration at Ryerson Polytechnical Institute, now Toronto Metropolitan University, and upon graduation went to work for the Royal Bank. He stuck with RBC for 35 years, and retired in 2015. Ripley's involvement with the Kinsmen organization started in 1983. "I was working in southwestern Ontario, Tilbury, Chatham, Windsor, and got transferred to Toronto," said Ripley. "I was traveling a lot and didn't like the long commute, so we moved out to Kingston. We landed in Pelham in 1993. My real estate agent was a Kinsmen member, and encouraged me to join the local chapter. I've always believed that joining a service club was a great way to meet people and get involved in the community." He has held numerous roles in the club: president, vice president, treasurer. Ripley headed up the Kinsmen's bingo involvement years ago. But he is best known as the chairman of the Kinsmen Annual Home and Garden Show for the past 15 years at the Meridian Community Center. "We raised slightly over $20,000 this year at the home show, which is directed to many different projects and charities," he said. "We collect money from the booth rentals, as well as donations at the door. On the Saturday of the home show, donations at the entrance were about $3,200, which went to Pelham Cares, with $3,500 at the door on the Sunday going to Wellspring Niagara. We topped up both amounts a bit." Many in Pelham will remember that the Home and Garden Show used to be held at the old rink on Heist Street, said Ripley, where the leaking roof was always a concern. The MCC has proven to be a wonderful venue for the event. Fonthill Kinsmen are also heavily involved with Summerfest, and the summer markets on Thursdays, he said. Ripley and his wife Cindy raised three children in Pelham, who have all left the nest. "We love family camping over the years, and decided to splurge on a motorhome," said Ripley. "We love eastern Ontario around Kingston, trips to Florida, Cape Breton, Pay. Next summer I've got Newfoundland to stroke off my bucket list." The Ripleys also enjoy going to sea with Norwegian Cruise Lines, and have journeyed to Alaska, the Atlantic coast, and the Caribbean. They are hoping to plan a future Pacific cruise to Hawaii and Polynesia. "I used to play a lot of baseball until I tore my rotator cuff," said Ripley. "Now I play a lot of golf at Lookout Point, and enjoy a bit of pickup hockey in the wintertime, or join in the stick and puck skate at the MCC." "The local Kinsmen Club has seen a growth spurt in recent years," said Ripley. "We've been lucky. We had some of the younger members return after the pandemic, and they brought with them a bunch of new guys. We're at about 30 volunteers at present, which is a good number, but we are always looking for new members."